The evening of Donald Trump's inauguration, a crowd gathered at the steps of the Athens City Hall to march and rally. This day of resistance, facilitated by local nonprofit Athens for Everyone, highlighted specific issues threatened by the new administration. Amongst the event's speakers was Sally Shepard, executive director of The Cottage. For many, this was a space to express discontent with President Trump. But for Sally, this was a platform to talk about widespread sexual assault awareness as a bipartisan issue.
I had to be really thoughtful about it because The Cottage, though we are absolutely against sexual assault, we cannot take a stance that we are against a president. Personally, I'm not okay with Trump. As a professional, I can't let my personal opinion exclude other people from being able to support the agency that I direct. So I gave a nonpartisan statement about sexual assault having to do with a lack of respect for people and their bodies.
The Cottage is a sexual assault and children's advocacy center in Athens. It helps raise awareness and facilitate healing for individuals, families, and communities affected by sexual assault and child abuse. Since President Trump faces sexual assault allegations, he has created widespread concern for Sally and her colleagues. Her decision to speak at the Day of Resistance seemed to be an easy one, but with sexual assault prevention becoming a politicized issue, she received strong opposition from some of her loved ones.
I had people giving me pushback from speaking at it, people that I love personally. And I thought, well, I need to go ask my board president. She was like, of course you're going to speak at it. Why wouldn't you? And this could cause us to go back in time for resources for sexual assault survivors. We're a sexual assault center. Of course you have to speak at it.
With her mother and daughter in the crowd, Sally climbed the steps of City Hall and delivered a short speech to the diverse audience. Not an utterance of anti-Trump sentiment was present. Instead, she focused on respect and how sexual assault boils down to a disrespect of others and their bodies. The Cottage director believes gatherings like the Day of Resistance are important for community political involvement.
With crap happening, people either run from it or they come together for it. And I think that this town and many spaces throughout the nation have decided to rally together marginalized groups that feel non-supported. It's interesting that sexual assault has been funneled into that group.
Moving forward, Sally and her colleagues at The Cottage are concerned about a top-down decrease in funding for sexual assault prevention.
If you look at the contrast between the Obama administration and the Trump administration, it's incredible as to the response to sexual assault. I mean, we had Joe Biden in our corner all the way. We got incredible funding for campus sexual assault. It was brought to the nation's forefront under the Obama administration. My assumption with this Trump administration is, how can it be? I mean, he would be looking at himself in the mirror of a predator. So I just have a hard time thinking that it's going to be as supported, which is fine. Don't support it, but don't take away from it, because we've gone leaps and bounds in our support to sexual assault survivors.
Sally explains what we can do to support sexual assault survivors on a local and national level.
If you were aware in the first place, then don't lose it. Keep being vigilant to support survivors of sexual assault. And there's many different ways of doing that. You can volunteer your time at rape crisis centers or sexual assault centers. You can give your money to rape crisis centers or sexual assault centers. You can help out at events. If someone you love is a survivor of sexual assault, make sure they know that there are sexual assault centers throughout the whole nation that can help them on their road to healing, provide them choices about what to do, about what has happened to them, so they just don't sit with that alone.
To hear this and other stories, visit our website, radioathenia.uga.edu. For Athenia, I'm Kaylee Galvin.